is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. A U.S. ban on TikTok is set to begin tomorrow. CBS's Ali Bauman reports.
Serial scrollers are saying goodbye to TikTok, even posting tongue-in-cheek messages to their, quote, Chinese spy. Friday, the Supreme Court sided with government concerns about national security and unanimously upheld a federal law that would shut the app down unless its Chinese owner sells the platform by this weekend. For many users, going dark would impact their bottom line. Oxford Economics estimates the total value of TikTok to its American users at $117 billion a year.
President-elect Trump says he might give TikTok a 90-day extension to work on a deal to avoid the ban, but it's unclear how that would take shape. Trump is set to take the oath of office indoors Monday because of bone-chilling temperatures. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
For thousands of Trump supporters who gathered in the nation's capital for the inauguration, the weather has put a big chill on celebrations.
I'm disappointed, but I understand.
On Sunday, the president-elect will hold a rally-style event not far from the White House. Thousands are expected to gather there in the warmth.
Just as they did before Trump's first inauguration, thousands of Americans gathered for marches in cities from the nation's capital to San Francisco.
I want to stand up for minorities' rights, my fellow queer people, and to stand up for women who are having their reproductive rights threatened.
Improving weather conditions are helping firefighters who are battling destructive wildfires in Southern California. Some evacuation orders have been lifted in the Palisades fire area, but CBS's Elise Preston reports.
Forecasters warn the LA area could see another round of Santa Ana winds early next week, bringing back wildfire danger.
The wildfires have killed more than 24 people, destroyed about 12,000 structures, and charred more than 60 square miles. It is the eve of a long-awaited ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. More from CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Hamas that Israel retained the right to return to fighting if needed. As a senior IDF official said, the ceasefire in the shattered strip will take effect in the morning as planned, and warned desperate displaced Gazans to avoid Israeli soldiers and to wait before returning to the north.
At least 30 people have been injured in the partial collapse of a chairlift at a Spanish ski resort in the Pyrenees Mountains. First responders tell local media that 9 of the injured are in very serious condition. 8 others are moderately injured. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot has savings on select appliances, like Samsung, ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction. Shop the mega capacity 3-door French door refrigerator with 4 types of ice, or the 5-burner electric range with no preheat air fry. Only at the Home Depot. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Pricing valid 1-9-25 through 1-29-25. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Visitors are flocking to the newly reopened Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports.
Eager to see the newly restored cathedral, 860,000 visitors have flocked to Notre Dame in the 4 weeks since it reopened. You really have to come, urged French visitor Domitil. And the visitors are coming at a rate of 29,000 a day. Many, like Ilias from Denmark, say it's even better than before.
Even though there's a lot of people in there, it's much more serene, it's much more calm.
For now, it's individual visits only. Group tours resume in June. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Not in Paris? Well, you might try heading to a movie theater for National Popcorn Day tomorrow. AMC Theaters will butter you up with free unlimited refills. Regal and Showcase Cinemas are both giving members a free small popcorn with a movie ticket. And it's BYOB at Cinemark. You bring your own bucket tomorrow, and for $5, you can fill it up. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds tonight. The main story, though, cold, a low near zero. Wind chill values between negative 5 and negative 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, but frigid. A high near 5 above. However, wind chill values as low as 20 degrees below zero. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Leave her now. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
we get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Thank you.
must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
Timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a kind of all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Yeah.
WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President-elect Trump's plane lands at Dulles Airport for his inauguration as a snowstorm takes aim at the East Coast. CBS News New York meteorologist John Elliott.
Widespread computer guidance saying 6 to 12 inches for some of the biggest cities along the East Coast. And it's very cold after the snow.
So cold that Trump will be sworn into office inside. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says security will still be tight.
While the swearing-in will now happen inside the highly fortified and secured U.S. Capitol. Helicopters will be a key tool as the parade moves to the Capitol One Arena in the heart of the city. They'll also be watching for crowds, as many of those who would have gone to the National Mall are now expected to gather somewhere around town. Its onboard cameras can read a license plate from 1,000 feet up, sending back live video to the department's real-time crime center.
Just as they did before Trump's first inauguration, Americans gathered for marches across the country today, some in protest, many in support of various causes.
Seeing people of all different generations, all different races and creeds coming together because we want to change the system, we want a more moral system, and we're here to do what's right.
Once in office, Trump says he might give TikTok a 90-day extension to work out a deal to avoid a U.S. ban over its Chinese ownership. CBS's Ian Schur.
The U.S. government's argument for banning TikTok is that it's a national security threat. But a lot of TikTok users have pressed back, and some have said they just don't care, and instead